I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. American football takes hold in the Holy Land. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Makes it slightly less holy, doesn't it, Bill?
And from my point of view, there's no question about that. I'll let the listeners decide when the time comes. Police in Montreal are investigating the hit by Boston Bruins Zdeno Chara, which left Montreal's Max Pacioretty with a severe concussion and a fractured vertebra. The NHL has already declined to suspend Chara for the hit. You think these two organizations are watching the same play-by-play?
I have no idea. Please get the police out of this. This never ends well. Somebody tries it every couple of years, and the police look stupid, and the league looks stupid, and the sport looks stupid, and nobody ever gets justice out of it. So we'll get the cops out of there. The NHL should have suspended Chara. The fact that they didn't proves that at some level the league is still run by the Marx brothers.
On Wednesday, Air Canada's Director of Communications sent a reasoned letter to the National Hockey League threatening to pull sponsorship for the league unless more is done to protect the health and welfare of the players. So I assume Commissioner Bettman responded with his usual tact and business savvy.
No, he just said Air Canada can go pound sand and he might find another carrier to bring his team. Sure, why would you want your teams to fly on one of the few remaining decent airlines when you could stuff them into an overcrowded American carrier that treats people like sheep? I think Gary Bettman, in the immortal words of Charlie Sheen, duh, winning.
I guess football fans who were hoping for a 12% longer regular season are out of luck. At least that's what the NFL Players Association head, Demora Smith, told a group of fans this week. Does this please you?
Yeah, it does. And I think the NFLPA played this exactly right. Fans have managed to associate more football with more injuries. The level of public awareness and what football does to its players has never been higher. In terms of not wanting an 18-game schedule, I think Smith played this exactly right.
Boxers retire and unretire all the time, Charlie. NFL players, not so much. How do you like Tiki Barber's chances for a successful comeback after more than 4 years on the sideline?
Well, I'll tell you what. At this point, playing in the NFL has got to be easier than going through divorce court for Tiki Barber, who has had his clock cleaned by his now ex-wife, because he was fooling around on her while she was pregnant with an intern at NBC, which has caused NBC to fire him, which means Tiki looks over the landscape and says, you know what? Having a defensive tackle sitting on my head is looking pretty good to me right now. So he may come back.
Does any team want him? The Giants apparently don't.
No, the Giants don't need this kind of hassle, and I suspect very few teams in the NFL will.
Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel responded this week to allegations that he knew his players had sold memorabilia to the owner of a local tattoo parlor, but he didn't do anything about it for 8 months. You think somebody needs to explain to Coach Tressel that correspondence via email is really easy to track?
Yeah, and apparently he thinks if you just leave it in your queue, no one will find it. It'll just get buried under all the other emails about all the other stuff you're doing. But if you're a football coach and somebody comes to you and says, you know, your players are tangled up financially with the owner of a local tattoo parlor, isn't that red flag enough?
Earlier this week, Orlando Magic coach Stan Van Gundy said the following, and I'm quoting now, David Stern, like a lot of leaders we've seen in the world today, don't really tolerate other people's opinions of free speech. And so I assume Commissioner Stern responded by saying that, by golly, Coach Van Gundy has a right to his opinion.
No, the commissioner said we won't be hearing from him for the rest of the season. When he stops and reads what he said and realizes what he did, he will say no more. Resistance, Stan, is futile.
Does this mean he also will be erased out of team pictures and stuff like that?
Stern's going to talk to management. You know what, David? If you're being criticized for being thin-skinned and autocratic, don't be thin-skinned and autocratic.
Coach Van Gundy's remarks were made in response to Dwight Howard's 16th technical foul and subsequent one-game suspension. Yesterday, Amari Stoudemire had his 16th technical foul rescinded by the league. Stoudemire still close to a suspension, as are Carmelo Anthony and Kobe Bryant. Are these players the worst of the rule breakers, or does Van Gundy have a point when he says, you know, the way the rules are enforced, there's just something wrong with them?
Well, I think, you know, we saw this in the exhibition season where anything remotely operatic in response to a call was judged to be worthy of a technical foul, because, God forbid, we don't want to offend against the dignity of Tim Donaghy's former colleagues. But this Amari Stoudemire 16th was bizarre. He and Brendan Haywood collided. Both of them started laughing after the collision, and he got a technical foul. Maybe he was laughing too loudly, or perhaps the referee thought he was laughing at him, and Bill, he will laugh no more.
Charlie, in basketball, when you achieve double figures in both points and rebounds, you are credited with what's called a double-double. And on Wednesday, Kevin Love of the Minnesota Timberwolves had chalked up double-doubles in enough consecutive basketball games to give him a record, maybe. Should we be celebrating Mr. Love's achievement?
Now, it's funny because I don't remember who said this, but when Barry Bonds or Jose Canseco became a 40-40 guy, I can't remember who the first one was, but he was still alive and said, if I'd known it was a big deal, I'd have done it more often. Kevin Love's is the record for post-merger. Why is that? Because Wilt Chamberlain had 227 consecutive double-doubles.
Oscar Robertson had a few in there, too, as I recall.
In the worst season Wilt ever played, he averaged 20 points and 18 rebounds.
There you go. Charlie, Stanford is an academic institution with very high standards and difficult courses. Courses like Social Dances of North America 3 and Beginning Improvising. What do these two classes have in common?
A lot of athletes took them at Stanford, Bill. Now, but it's very bizarre. Apparently, the controversy is that Stanford athletes had an access to a list of easy classes. I mean, doesn't everybody in college, by the time they're a second semester freshman, know what the guts are? I mean, I didn't take the concerto in theory of coaching basketball because I needed them for my major.
We had a course called Cowboys and Indians.
Did you really?
History of the American West.
A strong issue. Where did you stand?
It is, of course, tournament time in basketball. Here's a list of the players.
We get one of these all the time now.
I love these lists. This is the list of what the players participating in these tournaments get just for showing up. And I hope that the people playing in the Big West tourney don't see this list because all they get is a crummy T-shirt.
Well, the Atlantic Sun gets a sweatshirt at least, which you can wear year-round.
And you get more if you take it to the tattoo parlor than you do for a T-shirt, too.
The Metro Atlantic, which could certainly dig a little deeper, gives a T-shirt and a drawstring bag.
It's a really nice drawstring.
But I'll tell you what, the ACC, which contains Duke, which is only in it for the academics, of course, an Under Armour sweatshirt, and then you can select one, an I Love Multimedia player, a Flip Slide, which is apparently a camera, a Garmin Nuvi 1490 GPS, so you can find your way back to class when the season's over, iPod Touch with a hard case, a Power Jolt dual charger, which sounds like a lot of fun, and a Toshiba Regza 19-inch TV.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, football players don't get this stuff.
Players honor their coaches in various ways, of course. Charlie, they pour Gatorade on the coaches' heads. Sometimes they carry the coaches off the field on their shoulders. How do you like the way in which the members of the University of Oregon baseball team are honoring their coach?
They put him on the soles of their shoes and in their cleats.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're saying
picture.
This is a great honor. I have absolutely no idea why, but I certainly hope Coach George Horton calls for a lot of steals just so they can go spike up and salute him into third base.
Charlie Fierce is the author of Idiot America and various other books. He joins me at this time each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
And I will be saying no more.
In sugar, in spikes, in neon lights, in walks, in lights, in chains.
I still don't quite understand all this talk of websites, so once again, I will consult the dictionary. Web, a thin silken material spun by spiders, webworms, and tent caterpillars. Site, the area or exact plot of ground on which anything is, has been, or is to be located. Example, the site of ancient Troy. So, if you'd like to see the silken material of tent caterpillars in ancient Troy, please visit onlyagame.org.